This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. It's Election Day in Wisconsin and voting across the state is underway. The polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will remain open until 8 p.m. Voters who don't know where their polling place is can check with their clerk or online at myvote.wi.gov. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you can still register at your polling place today. Voters must bring an accepted photo ID with them, and if you're registering to vote, you'll also need to show proof of residence. If you're still in line when the polls close at 8 p.m., stay in line as you will still be allowed to vote. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering a new rule to allow officials to update fish harvest quotas more quickly for Lake Superior. If approved, the Department of Natural Resources Board would be able to regularly establish new quotas based on specific data, allowing the agency to better manage the fish population. DNR officials say the rule change would benefit both recreational and commercial fishers by allowing them to take advantage of the higher fish population. The rule change could be implemented in the spring if approved. A number of local businesses have already opened in their new Chippewa Falls location. The Market on River project has been in the works since the Wisconsin Farmers Union purchased the downtown building in 2022. The building will eventually feature a number of restaurants and shops when those businesses officially open their new doors, but having any businesses opening now is a welcome sight for residents. The building will also serve as the new headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union and features apartments on the top floor. The city of Eau Claire is looking for community input as the city council plans their long-term agenda. The city is offering an online survey for residents to give their input on things like trash management, the future of parking in the downtown area, and management of public parks. Officials say the goal of the survey is to determine which issues the city should tackle first and what residents are hoping to see when those issues are addressed. The survey also asks for input on things like the July 4th fireworks show location and short-term rental properties. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Department of Natural Resources have announced over $273 million in funding to improve drinking water quality across the state. The funding will be provided through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program and will be distributed to 86 municipalities around the state. The funding is meant to aid in the replacement of lead pipes and fight PFAS contamination. Additional state funding for PFAS cleanup is currently being held by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to report any black bear den locations they find while spending time outdoors. According to a press release, locating the bear dens will help DNR officials conduct their black bear litter and diet survey, which seeks to use the gathered data to create new estimates of black bear populations in bear management zones. The study is in its fourth year, and researchers are specifically looking for more dens in management zones C, D, and E across central and western Wisconsin. Eau Claire Marathon officials have announced which nonprofit organizations will be the beneficiaries of this year's Charity Classic 10K. According to a press release from Royal Credit Union, which sponsors the event, the proceeds from the race will benefit the Community for Outdoor Recreation, Biking and Adventure, Girls on the Run, Chippewa Valley, and Valley Girls Cycling Club. The RCU Foundation has pledged $15,000 to the organizations. The Charity Classic 10K race is scheduled for April 26th, and registration can be done online. An Eau Claire man involved in a drug trafficking organization has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 27-year-old Mario Aviles was part of a methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine trafficking organization in Eau Claire, allegedly run by his uncle, Hector Jimenez Sosa. Aviles was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for distributing fentanyl and methamphetamine last week after pleading guilty. A confidential informant reported buying 60 grams of methamphetamine and 20 fentanyl pills from Aviles in September of 2023. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montes will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at Season 3 after Season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with rain likely today. We could end up with a quarter to a half inch or more by the time it winds down this evening. High today in the low 50s. The wind will be northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50. By Thursday, sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.